This is the From the Attic podcast with your host, Brian Watson. It's a podcast from an attic.
Welcome to From the Attic, a special edition. We're joined by Kevin Kenny of Skeleton Inside. We had a little interview the other day. On the telling phone, testing out my new board. It seemed to go well. We're going to play something from Skeleton Inside in a moment. But first, Kevin. Hello, we're joined by Kevin Kenny of Skeleton Inside. Welcome to the attic, Kevin.
Good afternoon. Good evening. How are you all?
Very good, very good. How's the vid treating you?
Everything seems to be sort of reasonably okay, just hard at work as usual. I spend most of my time sitting in the studio, so my life hasn't changed much in recent times. So just keeping things going as much as I possibly can.
I mean, I noticed from your social media presence that there's a lot happening in Skeleton Inside world. Do you want to tell us about some of the most recent developments?
Well, yes. I mean, I suppose it really begins at the sort of the beginning of this year or the end of last year. I was approached by a new bass player and a guy named Robert Grant. And he and I got together and decided that we would put a new Skeleton Inside album together, and we would write it together up until... Fairly recently, I've been doing a lot of this stuff solo. So even though we've been separate for most of the year, we've been spending a lot of time sending each other files and ideas. And we're well on the way to getting this album finished now. We think we're at about 6 tracks, maybe 7 tracks. And probably that's going to be the end of the writing phase. And I have actually started the preparation and the mix downs and all that kind of thing. Bob's just finishing off some of his bass parts. And we kind of hope that we're going to get it out for early next year. But to be honest, I'm in no great hurry at this moment in time to get the album out. I really do fancy taking my time with this one. In the summer, July, I think it was, we released an early track from the album. There was no live gigs available to anybody, and you want to sort of keep the word going. So we put out a track that's going on the album called Blue Street. Not so much of a single, but just as a sort of early, a pre-release teaser for the album. And I'm hoping to do the same at the end of next month, release a second track from the album just to sort of... give the audience something to hear.
I've played Blue Street on the show. I think it's a cracking tune.
Well, it was. You could definitely say it's a track of its time, because I had written it as an acoustic track, which I used to go out and play solo a lot, and I played this one many, many times. And I sent it to Bob. He lives on the other side of Glasgow from me. And he laid his bass on it. And then I had a drummer from the Scottish Borders helped me put some drums on it. And I've got a keyboard player that I work with from France. And he helped put some keyboards on it, some Rhodes piano and some keyboard I think it was oboe or clarinet or cello or something like that. So it's one of those ones that was definitely done remotely. Everybody in their own studios working on the individual parts of the track. And that seems to be a kind of thing for this year. Everybody working in their own separate little worlds, putting together either drum tracks or bits of tracks for other people. And it was an interesting process. I think the guys did a really good job on it. And so we thought, you know what, we've got a full track there. Why not release it?
Absolutely, because the Bandcamp site's got a few bits and pieces up on it, hasn't it?
Yes. Well, the Bandcamp site is the sort of the original sort of outlet for the Scarlet Inside music. And although it's got everything on it, it also has the material from all my side projects as well. So the band Scarlet Inside material is all on that, but it's also got things from when occasionally I do a sort of solo acoustic album, you know, just sort of sing a song, write a song.
Yeah.
And I've got a sideline in sort of soundtrack, soundscape.
Yeah, I was going to say there's some experimental stuff up there as well, isn't there?
Yeah, I've got three albums of those recorded so far. Basically, the music thing that I do, this is all I do now. This is my full-time thing. So I've got a lot of time to do it. And I'm a sort of compulsive composer. I spend most of my time in a studio that I've got at home if I'm not out somewhere else in somebody else's. And I'm surrounded by instruments. So I'm always picking something up and writing something new. Or I collect instruments that make different noises or different sounds. And I even collect things that aren't instruments that make different noises and different sounds. So I've always got something else going on. So when I find myself in these situations where I've got 10, 20 tracks of things that don't really fit into the Scarlet Inside brand, so I maybe work on them and put out an album of experimentation or acoustic music or something like that. But that, the Bandcamp thing is not about to change. That's about to be transferred to the new record label.
Yay, I was going to ask you about that.
Yes. One of the people that I've been working with for about 5 or 6 years now, maybe even longer, is a guy called Brian Johnson. Now, he's a keyboard player, does his own progressive rock music as well. He originally contacted me to sing on his album. I persuaded him to play live for Scarlet Inside. And over the years, we've sort of crossed over each other with me singing on his stuff and him playing on my stuff. And so he's my sort of main keyboard player, although I've got another guy in France who also helps me out. He has recently set up his own record label. He has a number of different outlets, his own music. He works with a guy in Germany, and they have a band that they put electronic cinematic music out. He's got his own sort of solo project and another band that they've picked up for the record label. So he got in touch and said, would you like to be on the record label to survey the music? And I said, yes, absolutely, of course. It's very much at the early stages of the label. It hasn't really done a great deal with it so far. I think what he's trying to do is get his main projects, my main projects, and the other band, I think they're called The Noon, and get them all set up within record label before sort of any evolution of the label moves on. But the outlet for the Scarlet Inside music is now going to be through Arvida Music, through the record label.
Yeah, I saw the post on your social media. That's Arvida, A-R-V-I-D-A, arvidamusic.co.uk is where you live at the moment, as well as the Scarlet Inside Bandcamp page.
I mean, ideally, what I'm going to do is set up two separate outlets there. That'll be the Scarlet Inn side, the actual band, and then there'll be a separate one for the townspeople.
Very good.
Right now,
Very good. Exciting times for you.
It is. It's always that sort of stage just before you're about to finish an album when, that musical panic sets in. You're thinking, right, have we got the right tracks? Have we done the right recordings? Is everything ready to go here? So, we're getting a bit excited. You know, just everything right now is about the technicalities. Is that right? Is this right? Have we got that? That's right. Can we do that again? Ideally, the intention was for Bob and I and whoever else was involved to write the tracks, put them together, and then go into the studio and lay down all the vocals. When that's going to happen, or even if that's going to happen, we're going to be able to get into another studio and lay down the vocals. I'm not sure. But that was the original idea. But as I said, with things the way they are now and the amount of time it takes to do these things remotely, I'm just not taking any hurry over it. We're just trying to get it as right as possible. So,
very good. Well,
physically happening with the band till maybe March or April. So there was no hurry to get it out.
Very good. Keep us informed, won't you? Thank you for being our first guest on From the Attic, Kevin.
That's not a problem.
You are. You are our first interview on the telephone guest on From the Attic, anyway. So I think I'm going to play something. I'll probably play Blue Street because I do enjoy that, and I have played it on the main NTAP show. But I think I'll let the ladies and gentlemen who listen to From the Attic have a quick shufty to Blue Street. So thank you for joining us, Kevin. You take care and look after yourself and keep us informed of what's going on.
Just keep up the good work.
Thank you, matey.
listening to the From the Attic podcast, brought to you by Progzilla Radio and Dead Bob Productions. And now, on the From the Attic podcast, it's time for the latest Progzilla news and whatnot.
Yes, indeed, it's news time. Doing an all new style of recording. It's a first for me. All my muscle memory's gone to pot. Welcome anyway to From the Attic, a podcast from the Progzilla York Studios. Where we play some tunes. Interview a guest every now and then. Thank you, by the way, to Kevin Kenny of Scarlet Inside. We're going to include the interview on a forthcoming End Taps as well, so you get double Kevin for your money. We're going to go to the progzilla.com website now. In real time, see what's up there, give you an idea of what you should be looking out for when you pop over to the site. There's some news. First up, the Howard Jones album Cross That Line, first released in 1989, is getting a new Spangly edition, or has had a new Spangly edition and has been reviewed over at the Progressive Aspects. Three CDs and a DVD been released on Cherry Red. They do some lovely additions to Cherry Red Records. 9th of October, I'm told, it was released. There's tons of alternate mixes, instrumental mixes, early mixes, remixed mixes, a plethora. Of material, including opening track The Prisoner. See what I did there? Anybody'd think I just threw these things together? And they'd be right. The 101 Dimensions is 80. Happy birthday, 101 Dimensions. Podcast 80 is up on the site. It's called And Relax and was curated. I hate that word, by the way. Pretentious DJs on Six Music talk about curating music. It's picking records, love. That goes out to Mary Ann Hobbs, by the way, not to Emma. Sorry about that, but it's one of my bugbears. I am of the smashy and nicey school. We just choose records we like and play them. All that being said, the 101 Dimensions, curated by Emma, as always, is a fabulous listen. There's loads of bands I've never heard of, and a few I have. You'll find 36 Air Binar, the Nat Opus, and Apsos. No, I don't know how to pronounce that. Carbon-based life forms. Andy Pickford. Ziggo Ross. Orbital and Osric Tentacles, among many others. Emma's been busy. Podcast 290. Count them. Of Northern Star is up. Called Monsters! Exclamation mark. Tons of stuff. Alice Cooper's up there. Eddie Jobson, Japan. Genesis, Bonzo Dog, Doodah Band, Stephen Wilson. Don't call him Steve, he'll throw a shoe at you. 12th Night, Frank Zappa, Ivor Biggin. District 97, Fairport Convention, Drifting Sun, Black Sabbath, and many, many more. The Boss, The Head Honcho, Numero Uno. The Sex Panther, Cliff, is up to edition 364 of Live from Progzilla Towers. He played a ton of great stuff. Some Genesis, whether it's Dead Bob's favourite lineup of Akabilk, David Sowell, Bobby Crush, Roy Castle. And Anne Widdicombe on marimbas is remains to be seen. But you'll also find fabulous music from, amongst others, Crucible, Thank You Scientist, Kansas. There's an American theme emerging. There's lots of other stuff on there as well. Simple Minds, Peter Hamill without an H, Gandalf's Fist, Nathan Marl, who we've played on the American Prog Show, and some John Mitchell as well, covering Mr. Fish. There's a really, really long news item. I think it's a review from the Progressive Aspect. I'm not going to read it. Go to their website, progzilla.com, and you can have a shufty yourself. Steve Bleese's Sounds That Can Be Made, 263. He's up to part three of his Wishbone Ash story, covering 2000 to 2020. The playlist. There's lots of Wishbone Ash, surprisingly enough, including Martin Turner's Wishbone Ash, Anthea Turner's Wishbone Ash, and Kevin Turner's Wishbone Ash. Progwatch 743 is up on the website. Reading the blurb, it says it's all about the Ghoulies, which has a different meaning here in the UK. Anthony. Ghosties as well. Long-leggedy beasties. It's a supernatural show with White Willow, the Straubs, Blue Oyster Cult, with an umlaut. Aisha. Styx, Jethro Tull, Rocket Scientists, Todd Rundgren, Anecdoten, and more. Four Sides Live 2, NTAPS 189 is up. Had some technical problems, so Side 2, which is actually Side D of Best.Live by Marillion, isn't in fact live or on vinyl. The technology got ahead of me, so I've had to stick in a WAV recording of another version of this strange engine. But there's Side 1 of Small Creeps Day, Side A1 of the remastered Unfold the Future vinyl, with Part 1 of The Truth Will Set You Free, and Side 2 of Duke, or well, most of it. There is a song that I never, ever, ever play And 2020, Brian, is no different from 1980, Brian. There's another Not the American Prog Show Bobcast up for show 188, Cowbanger, Damanek, Warm Rain, Rosenkreutz, Jadis, Car Mechanic, Carfagen and Sunchild, UPF, amongst others. They're all there. There's another news item from Prog Archives, this time about, I don't know, an 8D audio album. Too confusing to read. We did a Blue Oyster Cult cast. The American Prog Show for October was a Blue Oyster Cult special with a Halloween theme. Mike and I tried to do it remotely, but we had some technical issues. But you do hear from Mike. Lots of Blue Oyster Cult, as you can imagine. Some Blue Coop, some Albert Bouchard. A track from his upcoming Reimaginus album. And an interesting version of Don't Fear the Reaper by Evan, without an H, 17. There's some news about William Shatner on the website. Some news about Anathema. Show 387 of Progressive Tracks. It's getting weird out there. Mike the Box Pollock. Playing some great tunes, including Dustman Dilemma, This Is Not a Band, Cheer Accident, Rainbow Face, Terms, Gore Music and Gordian Knot. An update about Isles. The Progmill Edition 232 is now available for your listening pleasure. Millennium, Mesmerizing, The Watch, Elephant Plaza, Neil Campbell, Aquaponage, Kitten Pyramid and Leyenda Mystica are all there. A From the Attic wouldn't be a From the Attic without giving a sound out to the Krasloft Vinyl Show, presented by The Kras. He's on to podcast 133. It's told, lad. Tons of stuff. Where to start? Nils Lofgren, The Crusaders, Joni Mitchell, Kayak, Steely Dan, AC/DC, Spencer Davis Group, Pink Floyd, Yes, 10cc, Kansas, Stephen Stills, Cheech and Chong, Steve Miller Band, Man. Julian Lennon. There's tons of stuff. Graham Arfleet, without an H, has posted his interestingly titled The Progressive Rock Show. Don't number them. You pays your money and you takes your choice. But this one, whatever it is, it was broadcast on the 25th of October. But it includes Van de Graaff Generator, Hawkwind without an H, Todd Rundgren, Supertramp, Pink Floyd, Mahavishnu Orchestra, Focus, Weather Report and Genesis, amongst others. Lots more news from the Progressive Aspect. Won't read it, it's too long. The Ancient One, Jim Lawson. Jim Lawson has posted another edition of The Ancient One as a podcast, edition 146, this. It's called Eight Influential Albums. It features some albums from 1968 to 74 that hit Jim's spot, apparently. Catch up on Jim's musical journey. He's been touched deeply by musicians. Anyway, you'll find Greenslade, Family, Egg, Deep Purple, Mike Bloomfield and Al Cooper, Can, JJ Kyle and Chicago Transit Authority. More news from the progressive aspect. Something about Hawkwind Light Orchestra. No idea what that is. Go and have a look at progzilla.com if you're interested in finding out. I think we're just about done. Trying to remember where we got up to last time, but no, we didn't do Progressive Track Show 384. Bollocks, been busy. It's called The Timeless Synth. It delves into symphonic prog. Features bands as eclectic as Moon Letters, Wobbler, Timelight, Yes, and Sloth Metropolis. Getting to the end of the news, I think. There's lots more to catch up on. It's not been that long since I did one. The busy people at Progzilla. Get to progzilla.com for all your progressive rock needs. Going to play out, I think, with something from the new Flower Kings album. Going to play my new jingle first, though. Oh, he's back again.
You are listening to From the Attic Podcast, brought to you by Progzilla Radio and Dead Bob Productions. Presented by Brian Watson. Splendid fellow.
Cunningly, though, it gives me a chance to cue up something from Islands by the Flower Kings, the new album. Let's play the first track, eh? Racing with Blinders.
This man will rob you. Let it take away the shame. Let the sadness grow and grab you. Don't let it take away that dream. For he who cannot hide his envy and his pride, the curse of black and white, for those who cannot see the strife. So the seabird cannot hide the weight of lonely lies.
Racing with Blinders there from the Flower Kings. The new album, Islands. Going to play out with another track from said album, From the Ground, mainly because I forgot to pause the first one. But anyway, it's a totally different process for me. Recording with a totally new board. It's all alien to me. Different sliders, different knobs, bigger knobs. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed From the Attic, a podcast from York, not the American Prog Show. Next Friday at 6:30, we'll be back at Sanford Hospital. We'll be broadcasting live from Dead Bob's Hospital Room, fourth Sunday of the month. Sees the American Prog Show, a special featuring Discipline and a lengthy interview with Matthew Parmenter, singer and piano player. Some big news to tell you about. All that remains for me to say is thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with me. Hope to see you again soon. Look after yourself. Take care of yourself and your friends and your loved ones. Be sensible. Wash your hands. Keep your distance. Wear a mask. Love ya. Ta-ra.
This is Mike from the Progressive Tracks Show, and you're listening to From the Attic Podcast with Brian on Progzilla Radio.
You have failed me for the last time.
Please, I can keep failing you.